Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, on Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a ban on fracking in the state on the grounds that the process poses a public health risk. State officials cited concerns over air and water quality, saying that the research just isn't there to support the long-term safety of fracking. What does the research say about the health impacts of fracking? Peter Rabinowitz is an associate professor of public health at the University of Washington. He was lead author in one of the health studies cited by New York State's Department of Health. Professor, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Now we should add that hydraulic fracking, of course, is the process of pumping highly pressurized sand and water and chemicals into the ground to release natural gas or oil from rock formations. What does it mean that this decision in New York has come from the Department of Health and not from the governor himself?
The fact that the Department of Public Health weighed in on this issue is very important, because up until now, public health has often not been at the table in terms of discussions about fracking and where to do it and how to do it and how to consider the possible impact of it.
What are the actual public health concerns? What do the data say about the risks of the process that have led to this ban?
The fracking process is quite an amazing technology to drill a mile under the ground and be able to access natural gas from shale rock. But in doing so, there's a huge amount of water injected into the ground with chemicals, and there's a potential for that water to contaminate drinking water and other water reserves. And there's also a lot of release of potential pollutants in the air, which could affect communities near the natural gas well sites.
Now, what did your research find in terms of symptoms? You studied a South Pennsylvania community.
Yeah, we did a community study in Southwest Pennsylvania, and we were trying to reduce the chance of bias in our study by randomly selecting households that had well water for drinking water supplies. And we randomly selected these households, and then we went door to door and knocked on the door and asked people about their general health. We didn't say this was a fracking study. We just asked them about how they were, who was in the house and what their health conditions were. And then we compared what they told us to how far on a map they were from the nearest natural gas well. And this was an area in the county where there was over 600 wells at the time. It was very active drilling. And what we found was that people living less than 1 kilometer from a natural gas well were twice as likely to complain of certain health problems, such as skin problems and upper respiratory problems, compared to people more than 2 kilometers away from a well. So this just adds to some other studies that have shown a number of different health complaints of people living near gas wells. We were not able to definitely show that this was due to either water or air contamination. We do suspect that air pollution could be some of the source of this, but we feel that this kind of study really shows the need for more definitive long-term studies to find out what sort of possible contaminants can come from fracking and how that could affect the health of people nearby.
And that last point is really important that you made, because your study is small, it's self-reported, it doesn't have any causality from fracking to health problems, it just sort of has associations. So all of this points to we need more data. But what's amazing is that the state of New York has sort of used the precautionary principle here. They've said if you can't show that it's safe, or if there's reason to believe it might not be, we're not going to do it.
Well, I think the precautionary principle is a valuable idea, that when you do some major type of intervention and technology, there often can be a downside. And it doesn't mean that you absolutely can never do it, but that you have to consider this downside and manage the risk. And so I think what this statement is saying is, look, there are some risks possible, and we have to understand them better. And before we move forward, we really need to have a good sense of how to handle and manage these risks.
The state of New York has announced, Governor Cuomo has announced, that hydraulic fracking banned in the Empire State, despite the economic benefits of natural gas drilling. Peter Rabinowitz, associate professor of public health at the University of Washington, the author of one of the pivotal studies in this decision. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.